I'm the steward of my own heart and motive. Do you understand that? And so are you. Is that fair? Do you understand that? So this morning, you have the privilege of deciding what you're going to live for, who you're going to live for, how you're going to live. That's your privilege. And it's all before God. You get it? So when I wake up, I sincerely want to live for him because that's where it's at. Where else would I go, Lord? I've been on both sides of the fence now. And your side is where it's good, right? So now I'm in that place where I'm consumed. I wake up, all I can think of is living for Jesus. It's not about what ain't going right and who did what and didn't do what. It's about manifesting Jesus. It's about being like him. It's not about who could have treated me better and who failed to do this and oh my gosh and failed expectation and hurt and pain and betrayal and broken trust. That's all deception. That's useless deception. That's earthly wisdom, and it stops the kingdom of God in your soul if you get your eyes on it. My call is to love and forgive and to keep on loving and keep on preaching and keep on being what God created me to be. One day I'm going to stand before him. He's going to say, "You did good, son." That's what he's going to say. He's going to say, "You had every right to do this in the natural, and human wisdom would have permitted this, but you kept your eyes on me, and you proved that you laid down your life because of the way you lived." See, it's not what you say that's so important. It's what you do through what you say. It's how you live. It's what you do. I said it last night. I think Jesus was approached by Nicodemus at night, and he said, you're from God because nobody could do the things you do. He didn't say nobody could say the things you say. Nobody could do the things you do unless God was with him. The sign of belief in your life is when you live the word. We say, "I believe God's my helper." Well, then that means we got to know that all things work together for the good. Well, look at that. If God's my helper, then when trial hits, when crisis hits, how do we count it all joy? Count it all joy, my brethren, James chapter 1. Count it all joy, my brethren, when you're thrown into various trials and temptations. How do you count it all joy? Why? Because there's a releasing of perseverance in that. And let her have her perfect work that you become mature, complete, and lacking in nothing. You have need of endurance, so after the will of God is done, you can receive the promise. So there's hardship, there's pressures, there's things coming against us. So Satan knew what he was doing. He wouldn't have put Jesus, but he did. And now he's trying to press you out of the picture. You count it all joy. What's he mean? Count it all joy. Come on. Count it all joy and troubles. He's not talking, you got $500 worth of bills and you open the checkbook and there's $350 and you go, "Woohoo, praise the Lord, $150 short," you know? He's not talking about that. He's talking about looking in the checkbook and realizing it and going, "God, I'm so excited. I'm in covenant with you. God, I didn't even realize what and I don't even know where this is coming from. But God, I just believe you're the provider of my life, and I'm not even sweating this right now. I just thank you, God, that you're my provider, and I appreciate you moving on my behalf. This will all work out by the end of the month. I'm not losing one bit of sleep. I'm not worrying because I trust you, Lord, and I thank you for loving me. And I just count it joy." You get a diagnosis in your body. You get a symptom in your body. Do you know what this day and age the average Christian does when they get a symptom in their body? Because I ask around. Some of you are going to get stung by this a little. You run to the internet, to the age of natural knowledge. You get this little mark on yourself and you type it in. You're already a little freaked out, and then you type it in and really freak out. Natural knowledge. We feed ourselves on natural knowledge. We feed ourselves. Watch this. Who cares what it is? And I'm not being arrogant. It's not wrong to find out in time. But you better find out in the light of truth, because in the end, who cares what it is if Jesus is Lord? But here's what we do. We're living day by day. What comes, comes. Whatever will be, will be. And when trouble hits, we go help.